This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com for all of your, well, information that you need about New California. And we are exploding all over the place is New California. We really want to thank everybody for their support and everything over the last week. Especially, we got the word out at Tesla Motors all throughout the state of California in a number of different locations, and we're going to be doing it again, but on our time. And we're going to be encouraging Elon Musk to stay in the New California. He's already got his plants here, and we're making an accommodation. We're moving the border, literally the moving the border of that we're going to presume is New California into Fremont, California. So Fremont's going to become part of New California. And that means that he can keep his manufacturing plant there for the Tesla. And I don't know where you might fit on the spectrum of gasoline powered or electric powered or whatever. I think there's room for both. I think there's a lot of, you know, capability that what you find with electric cars. They're silent, number one. It's kind of weird. There's no, I'm going to miss that. Of course, I got to have all the time. I grew up on drinking gasoline. So don't do that. No, that's bad. I mean, you know what I mean, figuratively. As a kid, building cars and all this other good stuff. Now, it does bode well for another part of the business that Elon Musk is in. That's called SpaceX. And SpaceX is ubiquitous all throughout New California. And we're definitely going to we want him to stay. We want to make California, New California, the headquarters for space travel around hundreds of years. California, New California is the place for Elon Musk. So I find it interesting, and I said this in the last hour, I'm perseverating on this. There's a great article that they did on a rally down there in front of Tesla, and I thought it was absolutely outstanding that the people at Tesla were excellent with us. We talked to them. We worked it out in advance. This is what we're doing. And they were absolutely professional as all get out, and they were very concerned about our safety and security, which I thought was excellent. You know, would you see that sort of thing? But, you know, it's nice to cooperate when you can have a protest in a business. And, again, you know, I know that some businesses are improper and you want to go down and shock them and do all that other stuff, you know, but this was not the case here. You've got somebody who's a very big loyalist to this country, loves this country. He's from South Africa. He's got a whole history there in his family and so on. Yeah, I don't know his personal animus towards South Africa or what happened in his life, but it was it still is very challenging in South Africa for the populations down there. And, you know, that it's since Nelson Mandela and all that stuff, it hasn't been pretty. Don't let anybody fool you. It has not been pretty. And we've had a number of guests on this radio show talking about their lives and what they lost and everything, losing everything. Of course, they came for the guns first, right? They disarmed the population, primarily the white population of South Africa. And South Africa, the hordes literally of other people coming in from other countries, from other African countries, invading, so to speak, South Africa, wiped out the populations in a lot of different ways, the indigenous folks. That's sort of a fact pattern. You know, they did immigrate. These people did flee from other countries coming to South Africa, which had a better economy and all that. So, you know, when socialism and communism stepped up in the form of Nelson Mandela, the great socialist person that he was, it was pretty obvious that things were going to change, and they have changed. And they've gone really downhill. They take away the gun rights, and it's just a dirty, dirty thing. And I don't want to get into that right now, but I'm sure that that has something to do with his thinking. In fact, I'm pretty positive it does, about what the direction that California is going in, right? The direction that California is going in. So that's why I say the direction of New California is the place for him. We're going in completely the opposite direction. We're going to be absolutely user-friendly to businesses. We're opening up the economic gates, if you will, of New California to promote business. Hello, what? You know, think about this. There is nobody from the state of California say, oh, Elon, stay. Don't leave. Let's make a deal. What is wrong with that picture? I mean, if you're the governor of the state of California, wouldn't you be negotiating with him? Hey, we don't want you to leave, man. This is jobs. We don't want people unwell. See, that's the divider. That's the divider. That's the tell right there. They want the population dependent in California. That's the demarcation. See, keeping a population dependent on government means they give up their resources, the population does. Because the population has freedom to have resources. And they don't want the population to have resources. It's just an essential part of the sustainability movement. Oh, did I mix that in there too? That's because the sustainability movement is another word for socialist, national socialist, and communist. It's all about the plan of Agenda 21 and how they're going to strip you of your God-given rights. Oh, did I say that? That's the whole design. That's the whole plan, is to strip you of your rights and strip you of your property. Property rights. You know, us originalist constitutionalists, oh, we think of these things. That's because in the original Constitution, the original founding fathers had gone through this before. Tyranny. Tyranny is tyranny. It was tyranny in 1776 and before that. And it wasn't until 1776 that these originalists said, enough of the tyranny. And they came out with a Declaration of Independence, soon a Constitution and a Bill of Rights, and amended it 10 times, giving us the basic Bill of Rights. Now, here's the deal. The first Bill of Rights, and I say this, I'm reinforcing it, and people say, you know, you're always talking about the First Amendment. Really? Here I am again, talking to a national audience about the First Amendment. If it sounds preachy, it is. We're drilling it into your head. There's five elements of the Bill of the First Amendment. And the very first one is the essence as to why this country was established. It's called freedom of religion. Now, the government's not giving you that right. It was never the intention of the Founding Fathers to give you that right. No, they're telling you, you have God-given rights when you're born here in America, in the United States. God has given you the rights, and no one can take it from you. God has given you freedom of religion. That's what they're telling you. And then the next part of that is freedom of speech. People run around going, I got freedom of speech. Well, you know, you also have freedom of religion, and that's the first element. That, you know, they put these things in an order of significance. Freedom of religion. If you don't got religion, you got nothing, right? Ask a socialist. Ask Nancy Pelosi. Oh, she's got religion. Really? Let's take a deep dive into her religion. And you'll find her religion is the same as Gavin Newsom, as Jerry Brown, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Alex Padilla. Most of what you find in the legislature in California, and certainly a lot of it what you find in Washington, D.C., it's all the same religion. It's really kind of funny, isn't it? They all seem to be singing from the same hymnal. Gee, I wonder what that's all about. It's all socialism. It's all communism. It's all fascism. And it's all Nazism. That's their world. That's not yours. You're an American. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, we're talking about the First Amendment again. I want to run down the First Amendment so it's sort of like a review for everybody so you understand. First Amendment, your God-given rights. Okay, here we go. On the First Amendment, there's five elements. First one, freedom of religion. Second one, freedom of speech. Get it? Freedom of speech. Freedom of the press, number three. Number four, freedom and the right to assemble. Peacefully assemble. And of course, the last one, a redress of grievances. We have the right to do that. It's a God-given right. It's one of the five God-given rights in the First Amendment. Hello? Hello? Pastors, hello? I'm not backing down on the pastors. Open up your churches. It's your God-given right. You're allowing them to steal God-given... Well, you're just being cowards. That's the bottom line. And you're non-believers. You don't believe in the faith that you preach? I do. I'm out there without a mask. Okay. This is a talk about the hypocrisy and people just getting absolutely pissed off, right? Shasta County COVID-19 news release. For immediate release. May 11, 2020. You scumbags out there. Ah, did I say that? No. This is what I'm thinking. They're going to tell me I'm a scumbag. Rodeo jeopardizes Shasta County's ability to reopen businesses. Ah, Akton. Rodeo jeopardizes Shasta County's ability to reopen businesses. In Schuligensee-Bitte, a rodeo in Cottonwood on Sunday violated the governor's stay-at-home order and has delayed the county's ability to reopen retail businesses, restaurants, and more during stage two. On Friday, May 8th, Shasta County Health Officer Karen Ramstrom attested that Shasta County met criteria for a regional variance, which would have allowed Shasta County to reopen businesses, including retail, dine-in restaurants, shopping malls, car washes, pet grooming, training facilities, office-based businesses, outdoor museums, and child care facilities. None of which they have the right to tell you to not open, by the way. These are illegal, unconstitutional orders, and you're following them. They're not laws. They're unenforceable. But listen to this. I mean, now I wonder, you know, the pet grooming's okay, but you can't get a haircut, right? The Cottonwood Rodeo then happened on Sunday, May 10th, against the governor's orders that prohibited mass gatherings until stage four of his reopening plan. Akong. Shasta County officials reached out to the rodeo organizer last week, and he refused to cancel. Now listen to this. This is what's really got them angry. A television story reported that some 2,000 people attended, most of whom did not practice social distancing nor wear masks. Those dastardly people. They didn't wear masks. And they got close to one another. Herd mentality, get it? At a rodeo. This caught the attention of not only alarmed and disappointed county officials. We're so disappointed in our people. You're not healing. You're not taking a knee, you scumbags. No, that's just me, right? But also Good Morning America. Oh! Uh-oh. You see, this is what they don't like. And now they're on Agenda 21 Radio. God forbid. In other state and national news... Shocking. the rodeo has come to the attention of the governor. Really? The governor watches TV? He shouldn't. He sees himself too much. Delaying full implementation of full business openings in Shasta County, as well as greater state agency enforcement of the governor's orders. Oh, here comes the state. And they're telling you, Akong, Akong. Here comes the state. They're going to enforce more stringent orders on you slime balls. You people. It says mass gatherings are very high risk events that can spread COVID-19 to many individuals at one event. Shocking. Is that how it works? A whole bunch of people get together and they all get sick at once, right? Wherever this is a Dr. Randstrom. Wherever she got her degree from, she should get a refund. Because she clearly does not understand basic biology. It's, you know, we get to this point with these morons that are the climate change, global warming folks, right? That don't understand what the element carbon is all about. They have a fundamental dysfunction there. And they use that dysfunction to beat you around the head and shoulders with climate change and stuff like that. So again, she doesn't understand basic biology. Mass gatherings are very high risk events that can spread COVID-19 to many individuals at one event. The county condemns this mass gathering, and officials are taking steps to investigate the event and take action accordingly. Akong, Akong, action. Really? Here's the action for you. Let's contact Bill Barr. Let's do that. This is the quote from the dictatoress here. And you can just see her in her Hitler outfit, her high leather boots, her straps, and other forms of bestiality. This is what she says. I am not happy, and the state isn't happy. And it's impacting the approval of our variants. Our variants, Akton. Dr. Ramston said, Randstrom. It's like rostrum, but that's another issue. We're all frustrated. That's why I wear my leather boots. It was inappropriate, and it put the community at risk of disease transmission among attendees and the people they are in contact with, which could include vulnerable people who did not attend. It jeopardizes the ability of all Shasta County businesses to move forward into full stage opening, which delays our economic recovery. Achtung! Shocking. Heil Hitler, right? Here's one that they really aren't going to like. Now, I get this sent to me, and it happens to deal with Shasta County. Friday, May 8th, this is last week. I like this. This is what we're saying here. Acting against the health of their customers, defying California Governor Gavin Newsom, the Redding Rancheria goes against the rules of protecting Californians to fill their wallets. This is the story. And this comes out from, where is this from? Pechanga? Reopen? Okay. It says this. Redding area gamblers will be able to place bets at Wind River Casino beginning today. The Redding Rancheria made the announcement Friday. The casino staff will conduct temperature screening. Yada, yada, yada. It says these people forced their members to dig up their ancestry for DNA. Then they ignored the results of the test. Anyway, this is where we have it. A big casino is going to open. Thousands of people are going to show up. What's Akton going to do about that? The woman dressed in the Nazi outfit. She must have a secret SS button underneath her collar. I bet. It's about time we pull the wool over their eyes. And not over ours, by the way. Jeopardize the chest. We'll check up on this in the break. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so we went to, with this understanding here of the Rancheria. And they say that the Rancheria Wind River Casino is going to be opening today. We will call during one of the next breaks to see if they are open. But in all fairness, of course, we go to the information from Shasta County, California, right? And that's what we do. And they have a press release out. This press release, the latest one, published on the 12th, which was three days ago. Tuesday. It says Shasta County COVID-19 news release, roadmap to recovery in Shasta County, plan for the 5-9-2020. Okay? For the future. 5-9-2020. So this is not getting why it comes out. It says home health release, roadmap to recovery, Shasta County. All right. Okay, so I'm just telling you, this is what I got. So I click on Shasta County Roadmap to Recovery, a plan toward opening, reopening. And here comes the big middle finger. Shasta County COVID-19 news release. Roadmap to recovery is Shasta County's plan for the future. Editor's note, if you appreciate being able to read posts like this and want to ensure... Oh, come on. All right, here we go. Shasta County Roadmap. This isn't even the Shasta County. This is a newscafe.com, Northern California. So, you know what? I can't do this. Let's go to, well, I'll read this. This is at least their press release that came out on the 12th. We'll see if they hit. I apologize. This is not the actual Shasta County. I guess it's not, unless they use this little agency. Okay, says Shasta County Roadmap for Recovery, a path toward reopening the county, has been completed by Shasta County Health Official Karen Renstrom with the guidance of a multifaceted advisory committee. The plan ensures a coordinated approach to safety, to safely and gradually reopen the county while addressing both the public and economic emergencies created by COVID-19, which are zero, by the way. It's called a hoax, isn't it? At this point in time, on the 12th, Shasta County had 33 total cases and 4 deaths attributed. Now, we don't know about the deaths. It is so confusing about the deaths now and whether or not there weren't some other reasons for the death besides, you know, the comorbidity business. Dr. Renstrom, the Roadmap to Recovery Advisory Committee, and the Shasta County Board of Supervisors understand that it's important to align with Governor Gavin Newsom to avoid the repercussions of defying a state order, but also to be as aggressive in doing everything possible to move forward as quickly yet carefully as possible. To that end, listen, you know you have a socialist on your hands when they say this. To that end. In their statements. You know you've got a communist, socialist, Nazi on your hand when they make that statement. To that end. There you go. To that end. You know, the end justifies the means. Oh, that? Yeah, that's what that means. The Board of Supervisors on Friday afternoon endorsed the attestation. The attestation. The attestation. A-T-T-E-S-T-A-T-I-O-N. The attestation is like, you know, you testify. Now, where does the word testify come from? It comes from testicles. There's a story there. I'm not going to relay it right now. I'm teasing you with it. Shocking I'd do such a thing. That the county meets the requirements necessary to fully through to move fully through stage 2 of the reopening plan. Key items to note. We can only open because we are prepared. Whatever the hell that means. We may need to roll back if the situation changes, as we still need to protect our vulnerable neighbors. Vulnerable individuals aged 65 years and older or with underlying medical conditions should remain at home as much as possible. Well, that sort of lets me out of the bag, doesn't it? People still need to avoid non-essential travel and mass gatherings. Our local businesses are able to safely open with adaptations because we have these other precautions in place, I say. The stage plan is necessary to continue to limit the spread of COVID-19 and relies fully upon engagement and cooperation with individuals, blah, blah, blah. I am grateful to this group. What businesses can open now? This is from the 12th. Retail to begin with an option for curbside pickup, including but not limited to bookstores, jewelry stores, toy stores, clothing stores, shoe stores, home and furnishing stores, sporting goods, antique stores, music stores, and florists. Is there a COVID flower? They can open now. And they with an option for curbside pickup. So your curbside music store pickup. Retail guidance and checklist. Delivery guidance and checklist. Supply chains supporting the above businesses and manufacturing and logistical sectors. Agriculture and livestock guidance and checklist. Manufacturing, blah, blah. In Shasta County, the regional variance also allows these businesses to open. Destination retail, including shopping malls and swap meets. Swap meets. Personal services limited to car washes, pet grooming, tanning facilities, and landscape. Wow, office. I'm so liberated my pet can get groomed. It says office-based businesses. Telework remains strongly encouraged. Dine-in restaurants, other facilities or facility amenities like bars and gaming areas are not permitted at this time. Restaurant reopening checklist fillable. What? Fileable. Whatever that means. It's got a live link. Note, the direction of the local restaurants may change if the California Department of Public Health modifies their guidelines. Outdoor museums and open galleries. Other sections with adaptations. Blah, blah, blah. Schools and child care. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. These things are not open. What businesses can not, N-O-T, capital, open now? These businesses are not in stage one or two and are considered high-risk workplaces. Personal services such as nail salons, tattoo parlors, gyms, and fitness studios. Hospitality services such as bars and lounges. Entertainment venues such as movie theaters, gaming facilities, and pro sports. Gaming facilities. Rancheria's open. Today, the Rancheria is opening up. Now, we will call and check to see if they are actually going to open up. And maybe they're not. We're digging for the truth on this story. Hospital talent. Okay. Entertainment venues such as, we got that one. Indoor museums, kids museums, gallery spaces, zoos. Well, you can't share it with the animals, of course. Community centers, including public pools, playgrounds, and picnic areas, religious services and cultural ceremonies, nightclubs, concert venues, festivals, theme parks, hotels, lodging, and leisure. It says here, source, California State. Oh, I'm sorry, religious services and cultural ceremonies. You can't go to church because the government says so. In Shasta County. You all had better get to church. Better force the door open. Force the door open. It's your First Amendment right.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
So Nancy Pelosi is out there busily trying to, rally support for this $3 trillion coronavirus relief bill in face of veto threat. And GOP ridicule. Really? Shocking. Absolutely shocking from what I'm hearing and seeing here. We'll see. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Friday pushed to rally support. And Republican lawmakers have blasted it as a parade of absurdities. There you go. There you go. Absurdities coming from Nancy Pelosi. This is Senator Braun. Mm.
In the House, Nancy Pelosi and company have come up with an 1,800-page bill that would be essentially a $3 trillion rescue package that does all sorts of things, including $1 trillion to state and local governments, which is what they had wanted all along. $3 trillion is more than double what they had suggested before that they were going to ask for. Isn't this just the opening bid? You know, we need $1.5 trillion, so we'll ask for $3 trillion. That's how it works in your town.
No doubt about it. It's all part of the kind of dysfunction that's here. When I came, hundreds of billions used to be the big denomination. Now it's trillions. We have structural trillion-dollar deficits. We added $3 trillion and 3.5. Now asking for this, this is completely out of line. And yes, it's just a bargaining ploy. We are concerned about businesses opening up, being exposed to trial lawyers and frivolous lawsuits. That'll be the bargaining chip. Many of us that are true fiscal conservatives here are going to have trouble paying any price for something that we should do anyway, protecting businesses that are trying to get this economy going. So it's part of the song and dance here. Sadly, I'm on the budget committee, and that underlies that whole process as well. We haven't done a budget that we've adhered to in 20 years, so this doesn't surprise me that we're doing this now amidst a crisis.
Just to be clear, Senator, this bill is dead on arrival in the Senate, right?
It is. Yeah, it's out there. This is the same thing they tried to do on Sunday before we left with all the extraneous stuff to get their kind of wish list out there. That's not going to go anywhere, and it's really irresponsible to do it.
Yep, irresponsible. Parade of absurdities, as they say. White House in a formal veto threat. Last night, it's packed with ideological wish lists. But Pelosi today said, penned a letter to all House lawmakers urging careful consideration of the latest stimulus package titled the Heroes Act, which comes up for the Heroes Act. There you go, that's snappy. Everybody wants to be a hero, right? Today, the House will consider the Heroes Act to honor those on the front lines, and our healthcare first responders, teachers, and so on, blah, 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 blah. The Congress of the United States must honor its responsibility. I think that, I'm telling you, there's something going on here with New California and this $3 trillion. I listen, that's the kind of thing that's going to make a new state, is that kind of money. But, you know, and listen, we're prepared to come up with that formula, by the way. I know it sounds really heady and lofty, but It's just zeros after all, right? See, the people or the leaders of California figured that out. We just add zeros behind the numbers and we got more money. There you go. You know, we start out with $1 and we add, shockingly, six more zeros behind it. And we are rich again. That's exactly what they're saying. The new bill introduced this week is more than 1,800 pages. Here we go again. And, of course, we have to pass the bill to see what's in the bill, right? I mean, and for those of you that are late to the program on this, this is what they did with Obamacare, which threw the whole, you know, medical world into a tizzy. And now we've got what we've got, right? We've got what we've got. It extends add-ons to unemployment, $600 in addition to, right? Which is kind of interesting. $600 a month more. I find that incredible, actually. Now we got Mitch McConnell. I think we're going to get something from him here in a second. After all the self-aggrandizing statements being made by the Fox News people. Let's see if we can get this little ditty to go and see if he's got a statement to be made. Right there.
Welcome back. Joining us now to talk about coronavirus recovery.
This is not going to be 12
this
minutes.
News, the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell from Capitol Hill. Senator, thanks for being here.
Yeah, good evening.
You spent some time on the Senate floor today lambasting the House Speaker's efforts on this latest $3 trillion bill and what's inside it. I wanted to ask you about the messaging that you're sending about pumping the brakes on a phase four as of yet. You had the Fed chair, Powell, say that this is a financial situation without modern precedent.
Additional fiscal support could be costly, but worth it if it helps avoid long-term damage and leaves us with a stronger recovery.
Essentially saying lawmakers may need to do more. How do you reconcile those two things?
Easily, I think the chairman of the Fed is correct, and we do anticipate having to act again at some point. I do think, though, in terms of timing, the chairman of the Fed didn't say how quickly, and we need to verify how we've done so far, make sure we know whatever mistakes we made, we don't want to repeat. So I'm certainly not ruling out another fiscal package. And I would say the chairman of the Fed and I and the administration are not necessarily in different places.
You called the speaker's efforts just a political marker. Why not take that as the first in a first serve and volley back and forth as you all have done before?
Well, it's an 1,800-page liberal wish list. It strikes me as hardly salvageable. Just to give you an example of some of the absurdity, there's money in there for illegal immigrants. It mentions the word cannabis, of all things, 68 times more than
68 times, anyway. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing
nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. We've got Donald J. Trump. Chicago at CTA has big federal resources heading its way to keep the transit system operational and to keep people moving where they need to go. $817 million will aid the economic recovery by Made in USA. I am proud to announce that NJ Transit New Jersey will receive $1.4 billion in CARES Act funding to assist in the continued operation, keep people moving. It says, thank you. To Fox and Friends for covering supremely the greatest political scandal of the history of the United States, Obamagate, fake news at CNN and Comcast's own MSDNC are only trying to make their three-year con job just go away. They are embarrassed and don't know what to do with. Likewise, the New York Times and Washington Post are a disgrace to the journalism. They are all fake news, and they know it better than anyone else. History is unfolding. Donald J. Trump says, President Trump, payroll tax cut. Let's see, what has he got here? Let's get into this. I'm gonna go ahead and turn this on and see what we got. Here we go.
And by the way, we've given the largest tax cut in history. If we weren't so strong as a country, we wouldn't even exist right now. We built an incredible machine. It was a beautiful thing to watch. I even said 3 months ago, I was with a group of people. I say, can you believe this? Every single day, better employment numbers, better stock market numbers, more jobs. The military is almost complete now. We've totally rebuilt everything. And then one day I have to turn it off. Now, what's going to happen, Maria? We're going to rebuild it again. And it's going to go fast.
Yep, it's going to go fast. Shocking. And, of course, they're kind of in backpedal mode, right? And to all those people in Shasta County, go, you know, do your thing. Go to church this Sunday, by the way. And everybody else should, too. That should be the top priority. Go to church. Go to your synagogue. Celebrate. You have freedom of religion. Use it. Because they want to take it away from you. That's what these globalists are trying to do. Don't let them do it. Let's see. Pat Cherokee, part Shawnee and part Scottish, part Irish, part German, 100% American fantasy football lover and NRA member for life. That's just some of the people hanging out with Donald Trump. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.